Hi, I'm your host, Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, a boutique firm that is home to over 30 real estate sales and marketing agents who service home buyers and home sellers throughout Boston, the South Shore, the South Coast, and Cape Cod. Our firm takes pride in assisting our clients in the next chapter of their lives by taking a holistic approach to their real estate endeavors. We believe that every move should be a moving experience. Every week, my co-host Melissa Wallace and I will provide you with my team's unique marketing approach to selling homes and share with you our expertise in navigating the home buying process. We value the experience of our agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so much that not only will you hear my perspective on real estate topics, occasionally you will hear the expert thoughts and opinions of our experienced agents at Boston Connect Real Estate. Be a part of our roundtable. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and wherever you like to listen to podcasts at Talk Real Estate Roundtable. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me and my team to discuss your real estate needs, you can connect with me at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And hello to all my South Shore neighbors. You are listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable. My name is Melissa Wallace, and I am joined live and in studio for the first time with Faith Birmingham, who is a full-time realtor here at Boston Connect Real Estate. Hello, Faith.
Hello, Melissa.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. This is going to be an easy-peasy show. It's going to be a pretty crappy topic.
But, sure is. Sure is.
And we'll get to the reason why. But you know what? I sort of anticipated, I knew that Mackenzie was home. So I sort of anticipated Sharon, you know, asking me to do the show. And even though she loves this topic, like, I literally said to Julia today, I said, Sharon can talk about septic systems until the cows come home. And I think Julie was a little confused on the thing. She was like, oh, what? And I'm like, yeah, Sharon loves septic systems. But you know what she loves more? Her daughter. And she loves having dinner with her daughter. So she's having dinner with her daughter and Mark at home. So I think they might be listening. So hello.
Hello.
Hello. So I'm taking over Sharon's favorite topic here.
Excellent.
So we're going to be talking about septic systems tonight and Title V inspections and all that fun stuff. But I want to give you a moment to introduce yourself to all of our listeners, because this is the first time you're on our show.
It is. So my name is Faith Birmingham. I have been with Boston Connect for just over a year, I think. I live in Hanson, grew up in Pembroke, so I am a South Shore girl.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Where do you service?
I service all of Plymouth County and beyond.
And beyond. Yeah. I know. There's some, obviously I sort of see everybody's closings, and there's some towns that I've never heard of recently. Like this year, I'm like, where is this town? Like, yeah. Our agents will go anywhere in Massachusetts and beyond. You know, there's a great referral base that our agents have too. So, can refer in and out of Massachusetts all over the country. I know I said that this is Sharon's favorite topic, but there's a reason why we asked you to join us. Mm-hmm. But before we get into all that, I just want to let everybody know that we are live on Facebook and YouTube and all that fun stuff. So be sure to follow us, Boston Connect Real Estate, on all of your social media platforms. I think we're also live on Sharon Costa McNamara's page on Facebook as well. So be sure to friend request her, because she has a million friends. And we want to add to that.
Right.
We're live on the Connect pages, all this stuff. So if you do live here on the South Shore and are part of those Connect pages, it's great source of information. And we're hoping to give all that information about septic systems tonight to you guys.
Yes.
But you can also call or text WATD. Larry is just waiting for your phone call. 781-837-4900 is the number there. Again, 781-837-4900 is the number to WATD, and you can, you know, ask us a question or say hi or ask us how our night is or anything like that. Yeah. But Sharon actually did get a phone call today from one of our listeners. Mary Ellen from Marshfield called her and just sort of let her know that she's, you know, a longtime listener and just loves our topics and had asked if she could suggest a topic. So, of course, in true Sharon fashion, she said, absolutely, we're going to do it on Saturday. So, awesome. Sharon and I will be back live this Saturday at 8 a.m. to talk about cashback at closing and seller concessions.
Ooh, so that's a good one.
Sort of continuing on with some of the topics we've been doing on Saturdays. And, you know, we love that Mary Ellen from Marshfield listens to us. And I hope you're listening to us tonight. But, yeah, we love that. And if you have any suggestions, too, I mean, you can give us a call. I think she called her cell phone directly. So give us a call. All of our contact information is on bostonconnect.com. But and of course, you can even walk right in. We're in Pembroke Center.
Sure.
Here on Mattakesa Street, yeah. 19 Mattakesa Street. But, yeah, so again, 781-837-4900 is the number at the studio. So if you have any questions or just want to say hi, you can call or text and you can do whatever. I don't know. Get in touch with us. okay, so we do have a pretty crappy topic tonight.
Sure do.
We're talking Title V, inspections, septic systems, the whole shebang. Mm-hmm. We're going to cover it all. But Sharon and I were having lunch last Friday. And you came in, we talked for a while, and I think Sharon was like, hey, why don't we do a show on septic systems on Tuesday, and you can talk about your stories that you have from last year. And that's how this show came about.
That's how it came about.
And here we are.
Here we
a
are.
A few days later, talking about septic systems.
Yep.
So, I don't know. What do you want to do? You want to sort of go over like the general things that have to do with septic systems, or do you want to start with your story?
Oh,
that is a loaded question.
It is a loaded question.
It's a loaded story. I think maybe it's important to sort of touch upon, you know, a septic system, especially when I was doing some open houses at Copperwood and Bristol Estates years ago, you know, with Sharon and Mary. There were a lot of people coming from the city or from towns or cities that did not have private septic. They had town sewerage and they weren't familiar with septic systems.
Right.
So, you know, we always made it a point to say or ask, are you familiar with private septic? And some of them would say, most of them would say, no, I'm not. I've always lived in the city or I've always lived somewhere where, you know, we paid a sewer bill.
Right.
But, you know, a septic system here in Pembroke, we have septic systems. Hanson, you have septic systems.
We do have septic systems in Hanson.
So it's instead of being a collective as a whole, as a town or a city, you know, you have an individual tank or system, whatever it is. And we'll get into sort of the different systems later on in the show for your specific property. So you are responsible for it.
That's
you purchase it along with the home that you're purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
You sell it along with the house that you're selling.
Yes.
And that sort of leads me into your story.
Okay.
So you have a story, and I will preface this. We aren't going to be talking specifics. So I'm meaning we're not going to give an address of a listing that you had. We have to say that it was a listing because that's the whole reason why we have this story. the listing that you had. We're not going to give the address. We're not going to give any companies that were involved with this or any person's name that was involved with this story, just to keep that part confidential on all parts.
Yep.
But I think the moral of the story, I'll give the moral before we give the story, is having your septic system inspected before you go on the market.
Right. Right.
Not just a day before, but enough time where you get those things that you need in order to sell.
Correct.
and we'll get to that part.
Yep.
But why don't you tell everybody your story about something that happened to you last year?
Okay. So I had a listing was going on the market, and the client, the seller, wasn't able to have it. This all kind of happened quickly. And the septic inspection was only done a couple of days before we went live.
Mm-hmm.
She received a conditional pass, which is a pass with a caveat. So her, she was told that her distribution box was no good and that it needed to be replaced, which isn't generally a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly not as expensive as a whole septic system.
Right.
Runs you a couple thousand dollars. So in the grand scheme of things, it's not the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
So moving forward, we had accepted an offer. We had a closing date. We scheduled the distribution box to be replaced so we could have a passing Title V at closing. And when the company came out to replace the distribution box, they found that her entire system was in hydraulic failure.
Mm-hmm. Which was a surprise.
Which was a big surprise.
Yeah.
And substantially bigger issue.
So question for that. Mm-hmm. At this point, did you already have a buyer secured for the property?
We did. Okay. We had a closing, which was about 2 weeks away.
Yeah. So this is a big surprise for 2 weeks that you have for closing. So.
Right. So needless to say, nothing happened the way it was supposed to.
Yeah.
And then it was more of a bit of a scramble to hire an engineer, to draw up plans for a new septic system,
mm-hmm.
get in contact with an installer, and then there's the town. The town needs to be involved, the Board of Health. So depending on how often your Board of Health meets,
right.
it might be weekly, it might be...
Do you think that's by town? Is it by town?
Yes, it's definitely by town. Mm-hmm. And I had found out that in this town that the Board of Health met twice a month.
Okay.
So if you didn't get on the, you know, that first meeting,
yeah,
then you were kicked to the second one.
Which would be tough with a 2 week close.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do have to give the engineer time to draw up the plans.
Right.
And then those plans have to go in front of the Board of Health.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are any variances that are needed. So if if the new septic is going to be too close to your water line coming into the house, or if you're going to be too close to wetlands,
mm-hmm.
you would have to ask for, you know, get a variance.
Right.
So that could tie things up a little bit longer. So all said and done.
Mm-hmm. I'm only laughing because I know every part of this story.
Yeah.
So it's every time you say it, you get a little bit more like, all right, it happened.
Yeah.
Now this is the lesson
right.
from it.
So we ended up having to extend about 60 days. Thankfully, the buyers were hanging in and, you know, everybody worked together to get it done. But in, you know, I made a lot of friends down at Town Hall.
Yeah. They're great friends to have.
They were wonderful. They answered all of my questions. I learned a lot more about septic systems than I would ever have cared to.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it being put in. It's very interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't personally see one go in, but Mary has shared photos with me of they bought another property a couple years ago, and they had to replace the septic system. And she was like showing me all these photos. I'm like, wow, that's what a septic system looks like.
Yeah.
And I actually posted some of the photos on McNamara Horton Group's Instagram and Facebook pages. So if you it's probably easier to find it on Instagram, just because it's in a grid, but, you can go and look through those photos and you can see what a septic system actually looks like.
Right. And what I will say is that it's quick. Once they dig out the old system, I mean, you're up and running in hours.
Yeah.
You know, you're maybe down for about a half a day.
Yeah.
Between, you know, them pulling the old tank out and getting the new one in enough that you can flush your toilets.
Yeah.
But you know, 3 days tops. And it was done.
It's just so interesting how it all just comes out of the house and goes into somewhere else.
It goes somewhere.
It's so interesting that somebody had to design that one day.
Right.
You know, so one day someone was like, you know what? We should be able to go to the bathroom in our own home
and then
have it just leave.
We should.
and we thank that person.
It certainly beats an outhouse.
Yeah, it
really
beats an outhouse. I could never do that. That's why I'm not. I don't camp. I need even a yurt. I stayed in a yurt one time and I was like, yeah, I'm good with this.
No.
Just because it has a hardwood floor.
Oh.
You ever stay in a yurt?
Not a yurt. I did stay in a a really large tent out.
A really large tent?
Yeah. It was a tent. It had two bedrooms. And it did have a bathroom.
Oh.
Yeah. It was amazing.
I wonder what kind of tent that is.
It was a very sturdy one and had zip-up windows.
Wow.
It had a wood floor. Hmm.
Well, if you know what that is, yeah. Give us a call.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was a tent, though.
Yeah.
Still, that's
probably a no for me. Oh, yeah.
It glamping. It was wonderful.
I could do a cabin.
Yeah. It was kind of like a cabin with
soft walls.
Canvas walls.
Yeah. The canvas walls that zipper close. We like to get silly on the shows. Yeah. Tuesdays is more like, you know, although Sundays we get silly too, or Saturdays we get silly. What day is it? We're not here on Sundays.
Tuesday.
We're not here on Sundays. No. I mean, we sell real estate on Sundays, but we don't do a show on Sundays.
That's right.
Yeah. So continue on with your story.
Okay. Well, I guess that in a nutshell, that's about it. It threw everything back a couple of months.
Yeah.
It caused a lot of stress on everybody, really, on everyone, on the agents, on the buyer, on the seller.
Well, looking back, what do you think would have maybe prevented some of that? Or if it wasn't something that could have been prevented, because you can't, like, I can't see the septic system here. I know that it was installed in 2019. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't imagine anything being wrong here, but you know, you can't see through the ground. So unless it gets inspected, that's when you know if something is wrong with it. And again, we'll get into sort of all that after the story. But, you know, so if you couldn't prevent it, what are some things that could have gone differently?
So if you're considering putting your house on the market, your Title V inspection is good for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So if it's something that, you know, you're thinking you're putting your house on the market, you know, the end of summer, get it done now.
Yeah. And I'll just preface, you know, a Title V inspection is required by Massachusetts law for properties with private septic systems when they're sold, transferred, or expanded.
Yep.
So, you know, unless there's a cash buyer or something and they're not concerned about it or whatever, if your buyer is going for financing, they'll need a passing Title V.
Right.
I did a call in this morning with Rob and we sort of touched upon that a little bit. And I said, this is just a sneak peek, Rob. I'm not doing the whole show with you right now. He was a good sport. So this is something that you would be required to do.
Right.
I have seen properties on the market that say, you know, buyer's responsible for the inspection.
Mm-hmm.
But I will let you know that there are some restrictions out there. If somebody is going for a loan, they might not be able to pay for it themselves.
Right.
So that property might not be on their list of to seize, mm-hmm. you know. I'm glad you said that they're good for 2 years. I think that they can be expanded to 3 years if you provide information to the town that you've been getting it pumped and maintaining it regularly, correct?
Right, pumped annually. So the town technically should have the records. I'm not sure if it's a Massachusetts law, but I believe that every time you have your septic pump, the pumping company is required to submit those records to the town to have put in your file.
Yeah.
So if you go down to town hall and ask to see your file, they should have records of all the pumpings.
Yeah.
That they, you know, that have been submitted to them.
Yeah. And because it's required, I mean, the purpose is, you know, the purpose of the inspection is to ensure that the septic system is in working order. It's functioning property. It mm-hmm. has a job to do, just like any other thing in your home,
mm-hmm.
maintenance wise. It has a job, a very important job, I will say.
Yes.
you know, and it protects your health, the public health, the environment,
mm-hmm.
all of those things. So you want to make sure that is in working order. And in order to do that, you know, you maintain it regularly. So you're getting it pumped, you're, you know, making sure that you're not, you know, rolling over, you know. I've heard this too. So I heard one time a septic system, they were moving.
Uh-huh.
The septic system was in the front, the tank was in the front.
Okay.
And they backed the U-Haul up on the front lawn
mm-hmm.
to get everything out the front door. So instead of just carrying it into the driveway, they backed and they crushed.
Well, I have a story
about
that
system.
Too. This is
you do?
Yeah, the first
it's a
house.
Personal story.
Yeah, so my husband and I, when we were engaged, we were getting married, or, you know, we purchased a house that was vacant for a little while, but it had a brand new septic.
Mm-hmm.
So we, and I don't, I mean, this is going back a long time, but the, we bought the house, we did our inspection, we did all the things, and first weekend we moved in, septic backs up into the house. Brand new septic system.
Oh.
So me being a younger version of me, flipped out.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? Can we undo this? Turns out that I don't think it was us because we didn't use a moving truck, but I don't know if maybe somebody else did when the prior owners were moving.
Yeah.
Moving their things out.
Yeah.
And one of the pipes got crushed in the front. Ugh. So that did happen. So the septic company was great. They came out the next day, fixed it, and we were fine.
How did you know that was what the issue was? Well, they had to come and inspect it?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly, but I just remember it was the first weekend and we have sewage backing up into our house.
Oh my gosh.
I think we had called the agent we had used then, and she made some phone calls and they kind of
figured it out.
Yeah, figured it out, went back to the installation company and they were great. They came back out and fixed it. But
well, that's good.
Yeah, I can say for sure that does happen.
That does happen.
Yep, I am proof of that.
So please don't do that. Please be aware of where the septic system is. So I'll sort of talk about that part for a minute. You can find out where the septic system is on your property or a property that you're interested in purchasing at the Board of Health.
Yep.
So you can go to town hall and ask for a plot plan or an as-built, and it'll show you where the septic system is on the land, on the property.
Yep.
Some are in the front lawn, some are in the backyard, they're on the side, you know.
And that's also good to know if you're looking at a property that, you know, if you are wondering if you can put a pool in the backyard.
Yeah,
you need
that's
to know,
a big question.
You need to know where the septic is, where the leaching field is.
Yeah, where the septic system is, where the leaching field is. Yeah. You know, if you have that sort of, I want to say frontage, but it's not frontage. If you have that space in between where you can put a pool in or you can put a patio or you can put, you know, any sort of movement that's going to happen on the property, a garage, a barn, anything. You want to make sure that you know where those areas are because you want to avoid them.
That's right.
So you avoid problems because there are a lot of problems that can come up.
There can.
but yeah, you can go, you know, you can go to the Board of Health, you can go to town hall and get that information. If you are a buyer and you are looking at a property, the listing agent should have that information already.
Right.
They should have a plot plan or an as-built, anything that a buyer will be asking because, you know, like I said, if you're going for a loan and, you know, it's going to be asked by somebody, whether it's your attorney, your agent, your loan officer, somebody's going to ask for a passing Title V if you're purchasing a home with a private septic system.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You want to make sure that you have that document in hand and it looks sort of looks good.
Yeah.
Looks good to anybody who's looking at it.
Yeah.
And you have the information from the listing agent or from town hall.
Yeah.
I want to talk about sort of who should you call. So also you can call to schedule an inspection. You have to know who is allowed to do inspections in that town.
Right.
And there is a list. And where can people find that list?
They can call the health department at their town hall, and they have a list of all licensed inspectors for that are in that town. Because from town to town, you may not have the same companies.
Yeah.
They won't tell you who to use.
Yeah.
If you ask them for their top three.
Yeah.
You know, who does the most business in town? Who who has the best reputation? They might give you that.
Yeah.
But they won't say, oh, use, you know, company X.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they can tell you who does a lot of business, who has a great reputation if you're new to town and this is all new and you haven't had to do this before. So that's where you can go to get that information.
Mm-hmm.
And not all companies, but most will handle the pumping as well. You know, they'll do the inspection, they'll take care of the pumping, and they, again, not all, but some will do installs or repairs if those need to be done as well.
Yeah. So you hire somebody, the inspector comes, what is it that they're doing? What do they inspect? So how do they inspect it?
Well, that's a great question. I didn't actually watch that, but I know that they're looking at the ground level water, how high the ground water level, that's better. Mm-hmm. Water level, how high that is, if things are doing what they're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, the solid staying mm-hmm. in the tank and the liquids going off into the leaching field.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for those to look at. I think the distribution boxes are generally made out of concrete, and over time those tend to be the first to deteriorate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, they're looking to make sure that that's still structurally sound and in good shape.
They put a little camera down there to see what's going on. Make sure that it's functioning correctly. Yeah. And again, if Sharon was here, she would know every single inch of a septic system, every single thing that they use. I'll listen. This is a general show, okay? She has the very, very specifics. Like I said, she could talk about septic systems until the cows come home.
Yeah.
I don't know any other sayings that I could say for that. Yeah. But yeah,
I know they take pictures.
Yep. And they have a report, so they'll give you a report.
It's a lot of pages,
18, 20 pages or whatever, report that, they will give to you. So you're a seller, you have, your septic system inspected by a licensed inspector in your town.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have it pumped at the same time too.
Yeah.
A lot or all say don't have it pumped right before,
but
you need to have stuff in it. You know what I mean by stuff. You need to have stuff in it, in order for them to see that it is working properly.
Yep.
It's properly functioning.
Yep.
If it's completely empty, it could be for, you know, bad reasons.
Yes.
So you want to make sure that there's stuff in there, and it's the proper stuff, the right stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, there's a list somewhere in the universe of things that you should not be flushing down the toilet or putting down your drain or anything like that.
Yes.
So please don't do any of that, because that will ruin your septic system. Or cause you some issues.
Yes.
That you might need to replace, and you might need to replace the whole thing.
Yeah.
I also want to touch upon like shared septic systems too after the fact. Well, I guess I can talk about it now because I'm saying flushing things on the toilet. There are, you know, communities where they have a shared septic system.
Yes.
Or a shared leaching field or whatever. And, it could be concerning in the sense that you don't know who is flushing what down what.
Yes.
You know, so yep. When you have a private septic system for your home, you are responsible. You only have you to be concerned about, or anybody who's living in your home. With the shared systems, you are concerned about what everybody.
I actually was talking to somebody about a shared system today.
Oh, you were? What were they asking?
Well, weren't really asking anything. They had just made a comment that one of the other parties, or the, I don't know what you want to call them, parties that share that septic system were flushing baby wipes.
Yeah. Even if it says that it dissolves and it's flushable and of it, don't. Just stay away.
Yeah. When they came out to pump it, it kept clogging his machine. So that was and so it was determined that if that happened again, then the cost was going to be passed on.
Passed on. I mean, especially when you have you should always ask for a passing Title V when, you know, you're, or the Title V report when you're purchasing a home, or, and have it handy when you're selling your house as well. But when it comes to the shared systems, you know, where was I going with that?
Just be a good neighbor.
Just be a
good neighbor.
Yeah. I forget where I was going with that part, but it's something that you said that triggered something in me. And I was like, oh,
passing on the cost.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. When, you know, purchasing a home, that might be a condo or any sort of additional documents that you may need. So like condo docs and all that stuff. We always suggest asking for the meeting minutes because, you know, it should be in the meeting minutes that they have discussed that at a board meeting that, you know, it's going to need a new septic system or, you know, even if it's a septic system you know, because not it could be multiple systems in the same community.
Right.
So if it's a larger community, they will have a few, or uh-huh. they could have a few. So just seeing like, okay, so that one failed, that's going to be replaced. Is the cost associated with the whole community? Is
right.
it associated with that section of the community?
Yeah. Yeah.
So these are all things that your full-time buyer's agent will ask.
That's right.
See how I slid that in there? Full-time buyer's agent. That is why it's important to have a buyer's agent on your side.
Absolutely.
It sounded like Nationwide is on your side. I was like, a buyer's agent on your side. That's what I thought of. okay, so what happens if a system fails? What are the steps then?
Well, if you have a failed system, unfortunately, you need a new one.
And it's as simple as that.
Yeah, yeah. Depending on how – so if this is just regular run of the day, you're not selling your home and your system fails,
mm-hmm.
unless it's an immediate public health issue, then generally you'll be given 2 years to do the replacement or make any of the repairs. But if you are selling your home, then it needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
In some way or another.
Well, okay. So I have these handy dandy notes from Julia. Again, Julia Hannon is our administrative coordinator. She does our agenda here for Talk Real Estate Roundtable at Boston Connect Real Estate. So for fail, is a failed Title V inspection of residential septic systems can go one of two ways. If it is determined that your system poses a threat to public health, you will need to replace or repair your system within a specific allotted amount of time. However, if your system fails but is not considered a threat to the public health, the inspector will give you 2 years to complete all of the work necessary to get it to pass. We've said it before on the show, there's no septic system police. However, you're given 2 years. If it does not pose an immediate threat to the public, you know, you're given 2 years to replace it.
Right.
Because a 2 year grace period.
Right.
Hey, I think it's given. You're given 2 years because of the cost,
right.
and because it may be unexpected.
Right.
So you know, and you might not be selling your home. You might be selling your home. You might have gotten an inspection because something might you feel like something's funky going on.
Right.
And if it fails, you're given 2 years.
Right.
And that's that.
That's that. And 2 years goes by fast, though.
It also says, I'll say this, the work can only be done by a septic system repair technician that is licensed and certified in the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah,
so soil testing will need to be completed, and new septic system that will work better with your home and usage will need to be designed and installed. I want to talk about the designing and installing part of it.
Uh-huh.
So, something that I have learned in my 8 years of being with Sharon and Mary and here at Boston Connect Real Estate, I have seen and heard all of the stories and been in it as well of, you know, sellers needing to replace their septic systems. And in negotiations, because maybe at the time it was told to the seller that it needed to be replaced during the process of
yes.
selling your home. So you already have a buyer for the house. You know, it might not be the same system. So,
right.
you know, an important question to ask if you're a buyer, the buyer's agent, is what kind of a system is going in?
Right.
And you want to be able to look at those designs because mm-hmm. is it going to be a mounted system? So it's not, it might not look like, you know, how it looks right now.
Right.
So it might, you know, you might look at a flat backyard and then all of a sudden it needs to be a mounted system. These are all general things. And this is one extreme to the other.
Right.
But if it's a mounted system, is that going to change the buyer's mind about wanting to purchase the home?
In some cases, I would say absolutely it will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, is the system in the front? So now you have a huge mound in uh-huh. the front of the house, or is the mound in the back of the house and
right.
you won't be able to see it as much
uh-huh.
depending on where it is. It might be all the way in the back and you might not mind. I personally have looked at homes that have mounded systems. It didn't really bother me. The ones that There was only one house that I really, really noticed, and it was because it was in the front.
Yeah.
And so it was like this big hill in front of the house, and you're like, you couldn't even see the windows in the bottom. Oh. Like, it just, it was that big.
Yeah.
And then I actually saw three houses, and I put in offers on two of them. One of them was in the back. It was slightly mounded. It was not, it did not bother me at all. They had done a really nice job with the backyard. They had like a little she shed. They had a nice deck off the back of the house, sort of to draw your eye somewhere else.
Right.
Did not bother me at all. And then, the house that I put in an offer in, before the house that I got, it had a pretty big mound, but it took up a lot of the backyard. Okay. So like you couldn't really, like you just thought it was part of, like the backyard was just sort of like a rolling hill.
Oh, okay.
but on the other side was a chicken coop.
Oh.
And so it was like a little hidden gem, like a little hidden like something. So, you know, that didn't bother me. But yeah, I mean, it's really important if you are purchasing a home or you are selling your home, you just know what kind of system is going in.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, you consult with somebody who is designing it.
Right.
And who's installing it. So, mm-hmm. And I will preface there are, you know, people who do Title V inspections that have nothing to do with what happens after you
right.
get that. So, and what I mean is there are inspectors who do not do installs. There are inspectors who do not do,
pumping
you know,
or maintenance or
yeah,
repairs.
There's inspectors that just inspect. So they have right. no skin in the game. Like
right.
they just tell you if your system passes, fails, you need, a conditional pass, which
mm-hmm.
we went over that you have a condition in order to pass.
Right.
but yeah, I mean there are people like that in companies out there,
uh-huh.
And we have a ton in our back pocket. So if you ever want to know, you know, you can find. I'm going to give you a minute at the end of the show to give your contact information. Oh, Sharon said that she tried to call in. Larry, are you on the line? Yeah, so I think Sharon's trying to reach us. I know she's chomping at the bit. She loves this.
Yeah, it's hard to see the phones in here.
Oh yeah, that's okay. Yeah, Sharon's trying to call in, so she has an idea or a thought on this, of course. But yeah, no. What was I saying?
We were talking mounded systems.
Mounded systems, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't know until you sort of go through that process.
Right.
And of course, like I said, there are companies and people out there that they stay in their lane and they do one thing and they let you know.
Right.
Hey, no pass fail, and then you get referrals,
right?
You
right.
know, from people who can do the design and can sort of do that, but that sort of opens up like another can of worms. Like, you know, where are you at in the process if you're selling your house? You know,
mm-hmm.
So that's why we said in the beginning of the show, and we say this all the time.
Right.
And what do we say about getting a Title V done?
As soon as you know you'd like to sell your home, that you're ready, then. My best advice is to get in touch. You know, if there's a company that you work with that already handles your pumping,
mm-hmm.
Your maintenance, call them. Tell them that you
yeah.
need a Title V. It's good for 2 years. And then, as Melissa mentioned, in some cases, it's good for three. And then if there are any concerns, they can be addressed. Or if for some reason your septic fails and you need a plan B.
Yeah.
Then at least you can work on that plan B.
Yeah. And
you know where you stand.
And you can get more than one quote.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Know, you can get more than one quote
absolutely.
For a septic system, you know,
yep.
and I've seen them sort of all over the board. So I would suggest to get a more than one quote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you just like anything else that you're doing,
right,
big with your house and you're spending a lot of money, you want to get, mm-hmm. you know, sort of multiple eyes on it. And it's I think it's best to get more than one quote. So
uh-huh.
you sort of know where your final number is going to be
right.
and you can go with the best route for you.
Right.
but I don't know if Sharon's still trying to call in. Oh, she's texting me. Hello. Forget it. I tried again. Oh, no answer.
Yeah, there was
there,
nobody
Larry.
There when I picked up. It was a dial tone.
Can you do an outgoing call? No. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, she texted me the number.
Oh, yeah, I can. I can give it to you. I mean, she gives it out all the time. 781-294-4848. That's Sharon's phone number, if anybody wants it. We say it all the time. But yeah, so, you know, I think it's best to get multiple quotes.
Yep.
You know,
I agree.
Before Sharon calls in, or Larry calls Sharon, why don't you give your contact information out to everybody if in case they want to get a consultation with you as a buyer or as a seller?
Okay. Faith Birmingham. My phone number is 781-831-2692.
One more time.
781-831-2692.
Nice. And you can find all of that information as well on bostonconnect.com. And we're going to have her on a lot. She's going to become one of my co-hosts, one of Sharon's co-hosts. Don't you worry.
We got Sharon now.
Okay, perfect. We have Sharon McNamara from Boston Connect Real Estate, broker, owner, and proud member of, Pembroke.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Sorry, I'm calling in so late here. There was just a little glitch. So I knew that he wanted me to come on because I saw WATV calling me, so it worked that way. So you guys are doing a great job, but it was so funny because as soon as you, like, I was looking for my phone, and then you said, I know if Sharon was here, like, she could talk about this subject until the cows came home, and I literally was going to call and say, the cows are home, because I don't know what it is about this topic, but I do love it, but I do appreciate you letting me have the night off so I could have a nice dinner with Mackenzie tonight. She's already headed back to Rhode Island. But I knew I wanted Faith to sort of do this show with you too, because she was such a pro at it last year. Was that last year, Faith, or the year before?
No, it was last year.
Yeah, it sort of seems longer than that, but whatever, it was last year. But you did such a great job, and like, I think what our listeners need to understand is the process when we go in as agents and we give you suggestions of this is, you know, we really think that you should get, you know, get your Title V inspection done before you figure out what your final price is going to be, right?
Right,
you know,
right.
It really makes a huge impact on everything because you may think that your system is going to be okay, but potentially it is not. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to be able to sort of know what that price is going to be, you know, after the fact, you know, to list your house.
And I also think that there's value in a new septic system.
100%.
You know, there's value in there's value in potentially, adding to the size of it as well. Correct, Sharon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the opportunity that you have. I don't know if you did have an opportunity to talk about the engineering process, but Shane McGlone he has a better title than septic engineer, by the way, and I don't know what it is, but I've been working with Shane and referring Shane for over 20 years now. He is truly the best of the best when it comes to designing septic systems. And yeah, sometimes, if you have a three-bedroom house, a colonial, but, you know, maybe there's a potential for somebody to do an addition or maybe add another bedroom somehow or another, maybe like the attic space can be done over. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I think at that time you think about and consider, you know, upgrading your system a little bit because it's really only the leaching fields that you're increasing.
Right.
All the tanks are basically 1,500 gallons right now, so it's really just that portion. So it isn't as expensive to do it then as it will be for someone who buys the property.
Right.
Yeah. And another thing, too, is, you know, if you find out that your system has failed and you want to do a new one, you know, stop that process right away, especially if you're thinking, here we are just getting into spring, but I'm already thinking about people who are thinking maybe it's next year that I'm going to do it. Have your system tested, you know, in the summertime. Don't wait until the winter months and everything to try to get that done. But if you don't have your system in when you put the house on the market, at least have your engineering plans done, have some estimates done so you have a brief idea of what that price will be so you can sort of put that into the price of your house. Are you going to get penny for penny? No. Are you going to have a good portion of it? Yes. And the marketability is going to be outstanding. But sort of maybe if you can get it in before, then maybe do that. But maybe hold off if you can. See where those buyers are coming and see if they want you to upgrade to that four-bedroom and have them pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Yeah. I mean, we're going to be talking about this internally, but negotiation, negotiating, you know, sort of that part. And like Sharon said, mm-hmm. you know, who's going to be paying for it. And right. if we, you know, upgrade and stuff like that. And Sharon, you see that in new construction too. I mean, it's not just mm-hmm. resales. You know, it's sort of increasing the septic system in new construction as well. Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the systems are so sophisticated now, too. And I know a lot of people coming from the city. I mean, a lot of people migrate, obviously, from Dorchester and Quincy and all those areas, and they hear about septic systems. I heard you talking about those things that they flushable or not. The plumber in the house was really happy that you said that. Because they truly are not.
Right.
But, yeah. And, you know, the other thing, too, is... I was going to say something else before you said about the new construction. I forget what I was going to say. Sorry about that. It just slipped my mind. Okay.
That's okay.
So there we go.
We're in our final minute anyways. Last thoughts, Sharon?
Yeah, no, really. Just, you know, listen to, I think the biggest advice I can give basically, especially with Faith being there, Faith is a great agent. She does such a good job for her clients and she gave value, you know, she's given value to her clients. And I just think that people really should, you know, listen to what we have to say, because we're trying to make the process easier for you, not more difficult for you. Our job at the end of the day is to get you the most amount of money with the best terms and conditions. And that's what we're trying to do every step of the day. And I think that Faith is really a true example of that. So thank you for
thank
letting
you,
me
Sharon.
Type in here a little bit. Oh, you're welcome.
Well,
you
thank
can take
you
that
so
clip
much.
And use it everywhere.
Yeah. Take that clip. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Sharon, for calling in and joining us. And Faith, a big thank you to you, too.
Thank you for having me.
We'll
so
see,
fun.
We'll see you on the show again soon, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
absolutely. Bye, everybody.
Bye.